Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about learn to save when generating profits in your construction sector. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Here we go again. www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. It has seemed that we humans are programmed in such a way that we tend to spend a lot when we have enough funds with us and try to save when we are short of capital. Experts believe that this is grossly incorrect and we should be acting otherwise. Our savings should start when we have a lot of funds at our disposal. These funds can be used when we are running short and can be very useful resource to abstain till the bad phase is over. But since we have a habit of spending, and at many times overspending on not too important things that we are able to strive through difficult times, this is the reason why many people belonging to different industries wind up their business in the times of recession. If we analyze the recession period, it does not last more than a few months. It is just that we do not have enough capital resource that we get the reason to blame the recession for the debacle of our business. When the economy is hit by a depression and then is recession, the industry that is affected the most by this is the construction business industry. Many small-time construction houses and also some big houses are swayed out of business. One of the primary reasons why they could not deal with the hard times is that they have to pay their dues to the financial institutes from which they have borrowed huge sums of money to fuel their growth without even foreseeing the future market conditions. Since they have too much to pay back, they do not have many projects in hand. They tend to suffer huge losses. On the contrary, the companies that do not have any dues to pay are able to swive through during those times. As a matter of fact, many small construction companies and contractors were able to carry on their business by cutting costs, but they did not have to wind up their shop. This is perhaps the good reason for all those who get into the mode of spending more whenever they earn huge profits. They should rather save more for the difficult times. They can allocate an amount of contingency purpose and keep adding money to that account. They should keep growing the amount in the account so whenever they need to take any major business decisions that require money, they have a sizable amount in their kitty that they can look at. In this way, they also reduce the dependency on financial institutes that are ready to lend them money at a high interest rate. It makes no point in borrowing money at a high interest rate. On the contrary, if you can manage to earn some interest by investing in liquid risk-free ventures, it can be highly beneficial for you as well as for the growth of the company. Eventually, it is the habit that you accumulate in yourself. You have to instill the habit to save money and invest it rather than spending on not so more important things. Again, you need to learn how to save money. Get a contingency plan when you're making profits. You need to start doing it because one of these days, it'll come back on you later down the road and you're like, oh man, depression. Oh, here comes a recession. You know, you're prepared for that. Again, if you got any questions, give us a dream. 817-379-1348. Thank you, and God bless.